Jory is an absolutely phenomenal performer. He's been nominated twice for Grammy Awards. He performs all over the world with orchestras and as a soloist. He's an incredible performer, and he does specialize in French harpsichord music. And since we have a French double harpsichord in the instrument inventory at Morningside, and he's playing a lot of French music on this program, it should be a great pairing of artist and instrument.
And people really enjoy seeing it in the Levitt Gallery. It's an intimate setting, and it has.
It is. I mean, it's very up close and personal, and with the sounds of these instruments, they were intended to be played in smaller spaces like that. And I think it gives our audiences a chance to hear the music in a setting that is very appropriate for the music. He wanted to begin with the Bach Italian Concerto, probably one of the most popular musical forms in the Baroque era was the Concerto Grosso. And it was an instrumental form that featured a large ensemble, primarily string instruments, that was known as the Concerto Grosso, and it was contrasted with a small ensemble that was known as the Concertino. And throughout the piece, these forces would alternate or play together and creating a lot of interesting contrasts within the work. And with his Italian Concerto, it was written for solo two-manual harpsichord, and it was published in 1735 by Bach. In this work, he tried to simulate that contrasting ensemble force of the Concerto Grosso form with a piece for a solo instrument. So that's why the two-manual harpsichords. And as you know, a harpsichord is an instrument with plucked strings. Mm-hmm. And there's really no way of making dynamic contrasts on a harpsichord other than with a two-manual harpsichord, there are multiple sets of strings. And so you've got two sets of strings that are at pitch, an additional third set of strings that are tuned an octave higher than actual pitch. And so by coupling manuals and so forth, you can create bigger sounds and smaller sounds depending on how many sets of strings are playing simultaneously. So in this score, even though it's for harpsichord, Bach included forte and piano, or loud and soft designations for the performer, indicating where manuals should be coupled and played, you know, as the full ensemble, all three sets of strings at once, or for the concertino parts where it's marked piano, just playing one set of strings. Handel comes next. He's chosen to play the harpsichord suite in E major. Handel's virtuosity on the harpsichord really comes through clearly in this work. It opens with a somewhat improvisatory sounding prelude, and then it's followed by two popular dances of the Baroque era. The real highlight of the suite, though, I think, is the final movement. It's an air followed by five variations, known by its popular title of the Harmonious Blacksmith. And really, you know, creates a kind of hypnotic effect on the listener as each of the successive variations increases in complexity with this metronomic, hammering regularity of the writing. It's really a great piece, very exciting to listen to.
Jean-Philippe Rameau will be following the intermission.
Rameau was well known as a music theorist long before he was ever recognized as an important composer. I think anybody that's ever studied music theory knows about his 1720 treatise on harmony, and music theory students maybe groan a little bit, but it's because of this treatise that we recognize chords and their inversions as the basis of our Western harmonic language. He really organized the thinking process about how music was put together, and we still use much of the terminology as he wrote it. He only wrote about 53 solo harpsichord pieces. Most of them were short dances and character pieces, but I think they're among the best examples we have of the highly ornate and elegant style of the French Baroque clavicinists. And it's characterized by a great deal of ornamentation, many different types of ornaments used. They also like to ornament the music rhythmically with a technique known as note inégale, and it's a sort of an ornamentation of the rhythm, kind of almost like swinging the eighth notes or the 16th notes once in a while. And I think people will be able to hear this. It's not an extreme or exaggerated style, but it's a very noticeable feature in the French harpsichord language. It's very beautiful.
Jacques Dufly.
Dufly, right. He was born in 1715. He studied harpsichord and organ as a young boy. But eventually he moved to Paris, and he quit playing the organ altogether just to focus on harpsichord more. A famous harpsichord builder, Pascal Tascan, considered Dufly to be the best teacher in Paris and one of the best harpsichord players that ever lived. And just an interesting side note, the harpsichord that Jory is going to be using for this recital is patterned after a model by Tascan. So we'll hear some music on an instrument very close to what the composer would have had to play.
Before we go, we can mention that the next season has been scheduled.
Next season, we have Julian Martin doing a recital on September 9th. Julian is on the faculty of the Juilliard School. Marcia Hadjimarkos will come back to Morningside to play a clavichord recital in the Levitt Gallery on October 8th. Boris Slutsky, head of the piano department at Peabody Conservatory, will do a recital on November 4th. Chris Bezuidenhout, Grammy-nominated forte pianist, will be doing a recital for us, works by Haydn and Beethoven, on February 2nd. Arthur Green of the University of Michigan will be here on March 18th to do a program, a multimedia presentation of works by Scriabin. He's got slides and all sorts of things lined up for us. And then Logan Skelton will be coming back as pianist-composer to do a program with soprano Jennifer Goltz. Logan has written a set of songs on poems by Emily Dickinson that he will be presenting with slides and, once again, a multimedia kind of presentation.
Yes.
I'm really excited about it.
That's a great and diverse season.
I hope so.
Well, thank you so much, Jim.
And thanks for having me back.
Look forward to seeing you in the Levitt Gallery. Dr. James March is the director of the Morningside Piano Recital Series. Jory Vinicour will perform a recital this Friday in the Levitt Gallery. It begins at 7:30 p.m. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Mark Munger.